Welcome to My Aligned Purpose Podcast. My name is Nicole Krohn. I am co-CEO of our company along with my biz bestie, Kayla Pilecki. Together, we replaced our full-time salaries with our online business, and now we show women from around the globe how to do the same thing. I am a teacher of neuro-linguistic programming, online business, and a huge lover of all things manifestation, spirituality, and energetics. If you came to this podcast because you're looking to exit your 9-to-5 to start and grow and expand your online business, then you've arrived to the right place. In our first 3 years, we became a 7-figure company, and we've supported over 1,000 women through our signature programs, Align CEO Method and Align Business School. Here on TGIM, I support you with your mindset, money, motivation, energetic upgrades, and all things online business. My desire is that from listening to these episodes, you're motivated to start that side hustle, begin the podcast, write the book, and quit that soul-sucking office job you don't love anyway. I am here to show you every step of the way. We've heard from so many that our podcast is binge-worthy material, and so we trust you'll feel the same way. Leave it to me to provide you with all of the vision expansion tools, confidence, and a dose of humor that you need to attract the people, places, experiences, and things in your life that you desire. Thank you for listening to our show, and now let's get into the good stuff. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to this week's episode of TGIM. Thank goodness it's Monday. I am your host, Nicole Krohn, and you're hearing this while I'm in Cabo, and I'm so excited. I can already tell you that I'm so excited to be here, and I'm not even there yet because I actually record the podcasts ahead of time now. Yeah, it's a new year, new me, and I really thought that I would save myself the frantic feeling of trying to enjoy my vacation and then be like, oh shoot, I have to record a podcast, because let me tell you, I have done that many times. And it's been fun to record podcasts from other places. You might remember back in September of 2022, I did a special episode on the podcast of what's happening in my life right now. I had just been married and I was on a almost month-long honeymoon in Europe. And so I did a hour-long, here's what's going on in my life episode live from Italy. So that was fun. And I've recorded podcasts from Mexico before. I was in Mexico the last couple of years. But this year, I really want to be present and enjoy my time. And the only commitment that I have today on Monday the 26th is that I'm doing Mindset Monday for our line CEOs. And today we are talking all about the 10X mindset that is required if you want to substantially grow your impact and your income in your business. So I'm really looking forward to that. Other than that, stay tuned over on Instagram. My personal account is the Nicole Krohn, and then of course, My Align Purpose. I'll be active on both accounts, showing you what I'm up to in Cabo. I love traveling. And actually, this past week, I got one of the best compliments I've been given in a long time. And it was from my friend. And she said, you're such an expander for me for travel. She's not done much traveling. She's in a new season of life where she's got a lot more freedom. And she said, I just think of all the places that you've been and that you've traveled on your own and all the cool stuff that you've been up to. And I was like, wow, thank you. That's such a compliment to me, because as the whole reason that I do this business is I can impact people in many ways. I could go be a teacher. I could be a nurse. I could be a social worker. We impact people in so many ways. And the way that I specifically want to impact people, that supports how I value and want to live my own life, is through having an online business so that I can have time freedom. And setting up My Aligned Purpose to be a fully systematized online business has been the very best thing for me. I have done so much traveling in the last 3.5 years that we've had this company. It's unreal. And I've done lots of traveling before we had My Aligned Purpose, but it was always on somebody else's timeline and within a different type of budget. That's for sure. When I was working with my teacher salary and could only vacation when every other teacher and kid on the planet also vacations. And so now I just get to do things on my own terms. And so that's why I am just so excited to be able to talk to you today about what time freedom really means it's obviously my perspective of it. I don't know that there's a textbook definition that I want to read to you, but I do want to talk about what time freedom means to me. And the 10X lifestyle for me is to have a business that is run by systems so that I can live the life I want to live, because I am a believer that our life comes first and then our business supports our life. I'm going to get into it. I do want to talk about unlocking time freedom, because I believe that it's available for everybody, and it's just whether or not you're able to master it or figure it out or unlock it or whatever the word is that you want to do there. And then I also, of course, want to talk to you about manifesting, because I do believe that manifestation has played a large part in my role of living out this ideal lifestyle and taking this ideal vacation that I'm on and other vacations that I've been on. So that's what we're going to get into today. And while you're listening to this, I trust that I am soaking up the sun and the vibes of this tropical paradise. And I really enjoy relaxation. And I know that this is a privilege for me. I know that not everybody gets to enjoy relaxation, whether it's a season that you're in this life or whatever it might be. And so I, every single day, have a gratitude practice. And I think that is such a great place to start in this conversation, is we've got to be able to be grateful for where we're at and what we have in order to be able to continue to get to places where we want to be grateful for where we're at and what we have. I am not here because I wished away my previous life to be here. I am not here because I hated my way here or hated my life on the way here. You've got to understand the power of having a gratitude practice. When I was in jobs that I didn't love, and because even 5 years ago, I was in jobs that I didn't love and in doing lots of work that I didn't love. And maybe I wouldn't have said at the time that I didn't necessarily love them, but I didn't love my lifestyle. I had just moved to Victoria in 2017. It's a arguably very expensive city. I had moved here after backpacking around Australia for a year. I had maxed out my credit cards. I didn't want to be a teacher, so I wasn't applying for teaching jobs. So I was doing all of the things to just be able to pay my bills. If we flash back to 2017, I was teaching yoga to basketball students at UVic. I was teaching yoga to people at Lululemon. I was teaching yoga in random hotel ballrooms, anywhere that anybody would have me teaching yoga for $50 an hour and then just bustling my ass all over the city. I was doing that. And I was folding pants at Lululemon. And I was waitressing at this cute little wine bar in Fernwood. I was doing all of the things. And I was running all around. I was making the income. And sure, we could say that I was leaving an impact on the people that I was teaching yoga for, but that was not lining up with how I want to live my life. So I do want to talk to you about how we set ourselves up to live our life. However, in those moments, I was still able to find gratitude. And that's what I really, if you pause this right now, I want you to go create a list of people, places, experiences, and things that you are grateful for in this moment in time. What I want to get into to kick this off is how I'm defining time freedom. I want you to understand what time freedom truly means to me, and I think it's going to resonate a lot with a lot of you. I don't believe that time freedom is just about having tons of time to lay around and do nothing, to be completely free from anything at all and be lazy. And I've heard Amanda Francis talk about this, that we don't want to lay around and watch TV for days on end and eat bags of potato chips. You might think that you want to do that in the short term because you're feeling so overwhelmed and maxed out and busy. And so you're thinking, I just want to lay down on the couch and eat snacks and watch shows. Yeah, you might want to do that for a little bit, but that's not ultimately how you want to live your life and how you want to spend your time. I believe that time freedom is about having control. We all as human beings love to have control, want to have control over how we spend our time. It's about living life on my terms without the constraints of a traditional 9-to-5 or any societal expectations. Living my life in a way that feels good to me. Jeff and I living our marriage in a way that feels good to us. I think there's so many people out there that get married because they think they're supposed to. They have kids because they think they're supposed to. They buy a house because they think they're supposed to. You don't have to do anything that doesn't match up with your definition of what freedom feels like. Time freedom is supposed to allow you to pursue your passions, to spend quality time with people that you love, and allow yourself to get immersed in those experiences that bring you so much joy, aka eating some tacos and having a margarita on the beach in Cabo is absolutely how I'd like to spend my time this week. The second thing that I think is important to discuss here is shifting your mindset. When you can achieve time freedom, the way that is going to happen, it is all going to begin with a shift in your mindset first. Because many of us have been conditioned to believe that our worth is tied to our productivity. Like, silently blink twice if you're listening to this and you're like, oh yeah, I have believed that the more I do, the more worthy I am, the more productive I am, the better of a human I am. I know I lived that way for a very long time. You know, AKA, we flash back the 5 years I was just talking about where I'm like, okay, I'll just teach yoga to everybody and their dog and their cat and their hamster. And I'll fly all around town and I'll also waitress and I'll also work at this clothing store. And hey, you need me to volunteer and do this thing? Sign me up. Because being productive to me made me feel like a worthy human in society. And I don't believe that anymore at all. And a reason that shifted for me is because I just got to burnout. Lots of times you're just going to hit a breaking point. And I don't believe that we have to work endlessly to quote unquote earn a living. I believe that my true abundance, and abundance can be defined differently for everyone, but I believe that my true abundance is coming from an understanding that my time is my greatest currency and my health is my wealth. If you're not healthy and you've got all the money in the world, it ain't working for you, sister. And also, if you've got all of the money in the world and you're super healthy, but you are running around and time is slipping through your fingers because you're just trying to be busy or productive, are you actually living in abundance? Are you grateful for this life that you're living? Do you have true time freedom? I believe that we have the power to create our own reality. That's how we set ourselves up. We are master attractors. And we adopt a mindset of abundance, of gratitude, of possibility. This is where we have to dial up our little imaginations like when we were little kids, because everything starts in our imagination first. But when you tap into, okay, I'm going to amp up my mindset, I'm going to amp up my gratitude practice, I'm going to amp up my imagination, you are going to then line yourself up with like infinite opportunities to begin to design the life that you desire. I think a problem that a lot of you have, and I'm saying a lot of you, I am calling you out, is that you're not even allowing yourself to dream of how good life could be or what time freedom could really feel like or look like for you. That is the problem. You're not even allowing yourself to imagine it or go there. You're not even setting aside the time. I hear from so many people that they're like, it's too uncomfortable for me to meditate. It's too hard to meditate, so I don't do it. Yeah, no kidding. It is fucking hard to meditate. It is extremely hard to meditate in the beginning, just like lots of things are hard in the beginning, but then it gets easier and then it becomes a habit and then it becomes routine. And then you just sit down and meditate the same way you get up and brush your teeth. And I don't know what to tell you. We have to work towards things that are uncomfortable and hard in the beginning for sure. Now, what I want to sprinkle in here is one of my favorite things, arguably my favorite thing to talk about is manifestation and the power of manifestation and how this is going to support you with your time freedom. Manifestation, right, as we all know, is when you can take a thought and a feeling that you have, a thought in your mind and a feeling in your body, and you elicit those feelings and thoughts to create a magnetic force to pull the actual desire into your 3D reality. The easiest way to say this is to turn thoughts into things. Yeah, like if we want to be super basic. So you're going to take your thoughts and turn them into things. When it comes to creating time freedom, manifestation does play a really crucial role here, because by clearly defining in your mind first what time freedom looks like and in your body what it feels like. And listen, time freedom again is going to be different for everybody. You might see yourself traveling around the world. You might see yourself pursuing your passion projects that you've put to the wayside. You might see yourself having more quality time for your skincare routine. You might see yourself having extra time with your kids, with your loved ones, whatever it may be. You get to align your thoughts and your emotions and your actions with that vision so that you can attract those opportunities and those people and places and experiences and things into your real life. That's how I manifest pretty much everything. I was going to say 95% of the things. No, 99.9% of the time, I see it in my mind first. I get hooked on the visual. I let the visual create a feeling in my body. I let that feeling in my body create a magnetic force. And then I wait for the thing that I'm desiring to be magnetized towards me. I attract, I do not chase. Let's talk about the practical strategies here. Practical is a loose term, so that you can also start to generate time freedom in your life. The first thing that I would love for you to do while you're listening, after you're done listening to this podcast, is to walk away and set some clear intentions. You know me, I love an intention over an expectation. So you're going to set some clear intentions. I want you to take the time to clarify what time freedom means to you and why it is important. I want you to write down your goals, and I want you to visualize, see it in your mind first. This is where your imagination comes into play. Visualize living your life of abundance and of fulfillment and of time freedom. Secondly, I want you to prioritize a little bit of self-care. I want you to make sure that a non-negotiable part of your routine is where you schedule in breaks, where you schedule in time to visualize, where you schedule in time to do your gratitude practice, move your body, shift the energy, nourish your mind. And I want you to learn to say no to things that are draining you, because you are made up of energy. And things that you are saying yes to when you meant to say no, and things that you're saying no to when you really wanted to say yes, are not in alignment with your energy field, and they're draining your energy. So we want to make sure that the way that your phone would drain itself when the battery is getting low and it's just about to go dead, and you would go plug your phone in and give it some juice back and just leave it charging. That's what I want you to do for you. I want you to juice yourself back up, recharge yourself back up, just rest. Don't do anything. Don't allow yourself to go to complete burnout. Give yourself some self-care. The third thing, listen, sisters, queens out there, you need to learn to delegate and to automate. And if you were looking for how to do this in your business, we are your coaches to be able to help you do that. We love some automation over here. We love some delegation. We love growing team. We love growing systems. We love having a business with systems, because systems set you free. We love being able to go away to Cabo and knowing that things are still going to run smoothly. I want you to also learn where in your life you can delegate and automate the things that are, again, taking up your time and your effort and your energy. So you can identify those tasks and responsibilities and get them taken off your plate. And that might look like hiring a virtual assistant or implementing a new system into your business, using a productivity tool. Kayla and I are really into Notion right now. A member of Align Business School, Janelle Jessam, taught us. Janelle's also my cousin, so shout out to Janelle. I love her. Taught us all about Notion, and she's a Notion queen. And so I'm really into Notion right now. You could outsource some household chores. Been loving doing that. Find ways to streamline your life and focus on what truly matters. And then lastly, I'm circling it back to the very beginning of this episode. Practice gratitude. Practice gratitude. I would love for you to go onto Instagram and take a picture of anything. It can be of your wall. I do not care. It can be of a blank background. It can be of your dog, your kid, yourself, a selfie, a tree outside, whatever it might be. And write down some things you're grateful for and tag My Align Purpose. There might just be a little treat in there for you. For those of you that go and do this on this Monday when you listen to this episode or whenever you listen to it, go make a post on your stories of things you're grateful for, a list of things you're grateful for. And tag us. keep a lookout for mine. You know what's always at the top of my list for gratitude? Just FYI, I'm always grateful for coffee. I'm always grateful for my bed. I'm always grateful for the safety of my home. I'm always grateful for my dogs. I'm always grateful for Jeff. I'm always grateful for my health and my immediate family, who I love so much. My mom, my dad, my sister, my nephew, my brother-in-law, obviously my whole family. My immediate family always takes the cake here. I am grateful for those things always. Coffee, bed, health, safe home, dogs, husband, family, health. Does it get better than that? And this is a great question you can ask yourself. What would make it better? How good can it get? Can it really get any better? And allow yourself to keep going there. So you're going to create your gratitude practice and cultivate an attitude of gratitude for the time that you do have, the experiences that you are able to enjoy. Celebrate those wins, whether they're big or small, whatever they might be, because remember, being grateful for what you have right here and right now is going to allow you to enjoy the journey a bit more on your way to enjoying the things that you want to be grateful for in your future. So if I could conclude this here, wrap this up as I bask here in the beauty of Cabo while you're listening to this, I am reminded always of the limitless possibilities that I know await me when I embrace the concept of time freedom. It is a concept because time is a construct. And when you can shift your mindset so that you can use your manifestation powers and you can take your intentional action, you can then create your own life that is filled with joy, that is filled with fulfillment, that sets you up for freedom. The choice is yours. You can keep living by society's rules. You can keep living on society's clock. You do you. But if you take control of your time and you decide to design the life of your dreams, everything is going to change for you. So that's what I want to share with you all today. I love you so much. Thanks for being here. Can't wait to see your gratitude stories and posts and tag us in them. We can't wait to see. And ciao for now. Follow along over on Instagram. I'll show you some cool pictures of what I'm up to. It might not be that cool. It might be pretty chill. I might just be reading some beach reads by the pool. But regardless, check in. I love hearing from all of you. And we'll be back later this week with Biz Besties.